بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خرج ثلاثة في سفر فليؤمر أحدهم حديث حسن رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Continuing the etiquettes of traveling, Hazrat Abu Sa'id and Abu Huraira رضي الله عنهما, both the Sahaba, narrate that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when three people set out on a journey, then they should appoint one of them as the Amir. One of them should be the leader. And the reason for this is that sometimes on the journey, there may be some decisions to be made, or there's some matters in which there's some dispute. So at least if there's an Amir and a leader, then they can refer this matter to the leader and he can make a decision. So the Amir, we mentioned previously also, he should be a person who has the qualities of being a leader. He should have good character, should be soft-hearted, soft in nature. He must be such that he gives preference to others over himself. He must be experienced. Such a person should be made the Amir. But the important thing here in this hadith, that we shouldn't be traveling without making a person as the Amir. So whatever the journey is, and it doesn't have to be Hajj and Umrah, looking on a business journey also, there are three people, then we should make one person the Amir. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خير الصحابة أربعة وخير السرايا 400 وخير الجيوش 4000 ولن يغلب 12000 من قلة رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما سيد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of companions are four. And the best of expedition, saraya in Arabic means an expedition, is 400. So in other words, we have 400 in that expedition, 400 people, then that is regarded to be the best saraya. And the best juyush, khair juyush, is 4,000. 4,000 is an army, is the best army. And then Rasulullah said that 12,000 people in the army will never be defeated because of qilla, of small numbers. In other words, in this hadith, we understand Rasulullah given some numbers here. And in the first one, khairu sahaba, we mentioned that a person should not travel alone. And the hadith we did that two people also shouldn't just be traveling alone because they have two shaitans joining them. The best is to have, or the minimum is three. Minimum three people. But in this hadith, we understand that if there are four, this is even better. Or this is the best. Why? Sometimes two people are busy doing some work, or they're going to purchase some food, whatever. And the third person, he's looking after the saman, the goods. Sometimes this also could be dangerous for him, he's alone. At least if you have one more person with him, then it makes it easy. So two people are gone for obtain food or whatever else, and two people are looking after the goods. So therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned four. And in expedition, and as far as the army is concerned, then he has given that 400 in the saraya and expedition is sufficient, or this is best, and 12,000 for the 4,000 for the army. And then Rasulullah said that 12,000, if you have, it is sufficient for you to win the war and to defeat the enemy. If there is a loss, and if the army, after despite having 12,000 people and soldiers, and they are still defeated, well, then it is because of some other reason. And the other reason, ulama say, that perhaps they didn't strategize properly, they didn't plan themselves properly, and that is why they lost. Or they may have had bickering among themselves, they may have had some problems among themselves, or sometimes it's because of ujab and vanity, like in Hunain we saw in the beginning, and that the Sahaba suffered a little bit of defeat because of some of the people having ujab and vanity in them, and they felt that we are sufficient an army and we've got enough strength. So sometimes it is pride, it is arrogance, or some of this quality that makes the people lose the battle. Otherwise, 12,000 is a sufficient army to defeat the enemy. Babu adabi sayri wa nuzuri wa mabiti wa nawmi fi safari wa istihbabi suri wa rifqi bi dawabi mura'ati maslahatiha wa amri man qassara fi haqqiha bil qiyami bi haqqiha wa jawazi al idafi 'ala ad-daba idha kanat tutiqu dhalik. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi again is explaining the etiquettes of traveling, and also when to etiquettes of stopping, and also sleeping in the journey, spending the night, and it being mustahab to to travel in during the early part of the night, and also being kind to the animals. So traveling at night, and here also being kind to the animals and seeing to their needs. And also it is a command to that person who is deficient in fulfilling the rights of the animals to fulfill their rights. Then also Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is also bringing in this chapter the permissibility of people sitting on an animal together. In other words, two people traveling on one animal, if the animal is able to bear that. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِذَا سَافَرْتُمْ فِي الْخِسْبِ فَأَعْطُوا الْإِبِلَ حَقَّ حَظَّهَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذَا سَافَرْتُمْ فِي الْجَدْبِ فَأَسْرِعُوا عَلَيْهَا السَّيْرِ وَبَادِرُوا بِهَا نِقِّهَا وَإِذَا عَرَّسْتُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّرِيقِ فَإِنَّهَا طُرُقُ الدَّوَابِ وَمَأْوَى الْهَوَامِ بِاللَّيْلِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمْ. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah said, if you are traveling in such an area which is lush, there's a lot of grass, a lot of greenery, then give the camel its right. In other words, give the animal its share to eat. The animal is being passed, it's also a creature, it also requires some nourishment. So when you're going through such an area which is lush, there's meadows, there's greenery, then let the animal also benefit from there and eat. وَإِذَا أَسَافَرْتُمْ فِي الْجَدْبِ, but you are going through a very barren land, then you should hasten your journey. In other words, increase the speed. وَبَادِرُوا بِهَا نِقِيَهَا, and hasten before the animal's brains becomes tired and becomes dry. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has mentioned, أَعْتُوا الْإِبِلَ حَظَّهَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, yani, أُرْفُقُوا بِهَا فِي السَّيْرِ لِتَرْعَى فِي حَالِ سَيْرِهَا. We spoke about going through the greenery, then give, be kind, be soft to the animal so that it may pasture in those areas during its travel. The animal also gets hungry, so give it its food. And then he said, وَبَادِرُ بِهَا نِقِّهَا, means, نِقْيٌ in Arabic means al-mukhu, which means the brains. أَسْرِعُ بِهَا, and he hasten during that journey, that part of the journey, so that حَتَّى تَصِرُ الْمَقْصِدِ قَبْلَ أَن يَذْهَبَ مُخُّهَا مِنْ ضَنْكِ السَّيْرِ, so that the animal doesn't become fatigued and so tired, and its mind becomes dry because of not being nourished properly. So when you're going this way, hasten the speed so that you can reach your destination quicker. And then Rasulullah said, وَإِذَا عَرَّسْتُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّرِيقِ, at night you want to rest, then move away from the main road. Why? Because the main road at night you will find that this is the road of the animals, the insects. They will come out at night. So do not be in their path. We rather go onto the side. And this is Islam. Islam teaches us such things that even little creatures and insects also, we should bear their rights also in mind. And do not expose ourselves to some danger by being on the main road. Go off the road in such a place where you're not going to obstruct any other animal or any other person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Allahumma.